All right. Radio. All right, guys, we're back on the air. Sorry we didn't have any intro music to load up with. It's Mississippi Thunder by Yellow Caution Flag online radio by Yellow Caution Flag Racing Radio. Glad to have y'all on this Tuesday night. We took last weekend off. We didn't want to bounce heads with Denise Smith. But we're back on the air now, and boy, oh boy, we've got some things to tell y'all about. 2015 is coming right up. We'll be back at the racetracks here in the next few weeks. This weekend is going to be the icebreaker. Hold on. We're trying to get some technical difficulties out of the way. I'd love to have an intro into the show, but you can't always get what you want. Let's see. Where is it? Okay. Well, we'll go with something else. But we want to thank y'all again for listening to the show here tonight. This past weekend, they had the extravaganza in Jackson. Kind of a great turnout for the spectators. Probably could have seen a few more race cars out there giving some exposure to this wonderful sport. They did a track safety training course, seminar, and I heard that there was a few people there. Chris Cooper has been working diligently to get up to speed with his new network, dryslick.net. If you haven't checked it out, make sure you go on over to Facebook and check out dryslick.net, or go on Google and search it there. Let's see. So we want to make sure that people know we're on the air. This was all kind of messed up when we tried to download the show. It would not let us get in, so we were a couple of minutes late getting back on the air. But we will always persevere and do with best with what we've got. Let's see if anything has been posted at all about us being on the air. Probably not. Yep, we're still working on the getting the link out. That's probably the biggest issue right now that we're having, is getting the link out. The 7 o'clock, we should have been on at 7 o'clock. We missed the time there, so we rolled over to 7:30. Unfortunately, we were slow getting things up to beat, but hey, we might have a slow show starting out, but I guarantee you we'll call up some people here in just a minute and make some friends before the night is out. Yes, let me go here. Yes, if you're having trouble right now and you're listening, if you're having trouble listening, you can go to inyourfacefilm.blogspot.com. We have a Yellow Caution Flag Racing Radio icon that should be ready. See, it is not being posted there either. My goodness gracious, are we even live on the air? This is crazy. Time to get the link out. Let's see what we can get here. Go to Blog Talk Radio. Okay. I missed that one by Country Mile, y'all. All right. Episodes. Yep. Now we're going to be getting the link out there for you guys. If you haven't missed anything at all, just trying to work out some of this technical difficulty. Of course, everybody knows I'm the world's worst at technical difficulties. 347-677-1158 is the call-in number. Let's see, boom, copy it, and now Call us, give us a holler. Love to talk to you. Talk to you about racing. Talk about the upcoming season. A big-time announcement. Hattiesburg Speedway announced yesterday that they will be attempting to run a Mississippi State Championship Challenge Series race. The Super Late Models are coming back to Dixie, Mississippi. That's right. They will be in Dixie, Mississippi this weekend. Sorry about that, y'all. The weekend of June 5th. June 5th is the set date for the Super Late Models to make their debut at Hattiesburg Speedway. Of course, they have raced at the facility before, back in 2013, and for many years previous to that. But Mr. Parker did not run them last year, so they have not actually raced at the new Hattiesburg Speedway. Really excited about having that big race coming up with also the Southern Outlaw Sprinters. It's going to be a big race July 3rd and 4th. That weekend, it's going to be a two-day weekend event. All classes will be racing. The Southern Outlaw Sprinters will be there doing a double night show. So a lot of big plans need to be set for those. Also, a 9/11 memorial event for the end of the season there at Hattiesburg Speedway. We did see today that Why Not Motorsports Park made an official announcement with the Mississippi Street Stock Series for their race event coming up, the Battle of the States. It'll be round number one, third year of the Mississippi Street Stock Series. Boy, it just seemed like yesterday cars were lining up for the first time down there at Why Not to come together and in unison to try it out and get a series going. And now, 3 years later, look at 1,500 to win, 150 to start. Street Stock guys, y'all are really in a very awesome time right now with the Street Stocks. A lot of money is being put out with you guys. Let's make sure we're working on exposure. Let's make sure that, you know, if you're not carrying your mom and pop's business on the side of your car and you're having to, you know, find ways to stay running, anytime you see film guys or cameras, get them in your pits. Get those sponsors taken care of. Talk about the ones that have helped you get there. If we start branding that side of the sponsorship, then I do believe wholeheartedly that other industries will come in and help racers out. They just want to, you know, we have this ability now to give exposure, and I think that that's a very big important key to this, and seeing, you know, the street stocks and the best racing that we can see that there is on a weekend basis. These guys really, they have a grassroots feeling. It's great to see the spectacular drivers. You know, you're talking about Calvin Cook, Trey Bright, Kevin Whittington, Mr. Smooth, you know, Kevin Whittington, several other drivers that are just, you know, awesome talents, and they all get to race each other competitively and for a nice amount of money. Just a few years ago, this class was making about $350 a win. So $1,500 is a major increase, but you know what? They've got the fans' attention. Let's make sure that we're giving these sponsors and stuff attention, whether it's Just Dirt or Mississippi Dirt Track Racing or Yellow Caution Flag. If you see cameras in those pits, make sure that you're bringing those guys over there to make your sponsors available to the public. I really think that that's a critical part that we need to work on in the racing community. And I really think that once we start establishing that, it'll make a great change. So round one of the 2015 Mississippi Street Stock Series scheduled will be at Why Not Motorsports Park for the second annual Battle of the States race. This event is paying $1,500 to win, $150 to start. I do believe that that's going to be the 13th and 14th. It's going to be on March 14th, okay? So we've got that one in. And Talladega Short Tracks, like we said earlier in the broadcast, Talladega Short Tracks is racing. They are doing their annual Ice Bowl for 2015. It'll start on January 8th. Gates will open at 9 a.m. Driver's registration will open at 9 a.m. Practice starts at noon until 5. Please note race car trailers and haulers will not be allowed into pits until Thursday at 9 a.m. So make sure if you guys got any plans, go out and support your local dirt tracks. The Ice Bowl is always a pretty big event. Now they're a Neesmith sanctioned track. They'll be putting on a great show out there as well. Tyler Hurst had a great year last year. The number two come up race with our boys had a really, really good weekend. They raced three consecutive races, and I don't think he finished any worse than maybe fourth out of the whole weekend. So Tyler went on a rail out there, won 11 races. Unfortunately, the car count wasn't as strong, or else he would have been a contender with Jeremy Ida maybe for the Neesmith Street Stock Champion. But Tyler Hurst in the number two will be there, along with, I do believe, Daryl Russell. Am I right about that, John Key? Daryl Russell will be in the K1 car. So I'm not sure about that. We'll find out. See Douglas Mueller as liked our radio show. Hey, Douglas, you want to come on? You want to come on the show? Yeah. So, you know, hey, we've never done things by the book. We always do things in an untraditional fashion. Tonight is one of those untraditional fashions. We are on the air, though, and we're going to make the best with our time. So the factory stock series, yeah, seen quite a few cars out there being built right now. It's really cool to see a beginner series starting up, and I think some young kids are going to be coming into it. Guys, you know, we can rant all night long. There's new people coming into the sport, okay, and it's time to embrace those new people. Let's make sure that these kids are getting the proper equipment that they need to be out here and be safe. It's not being nosy, it's being a neighbor. That's the way we want to look at it. We don't want anybody in an unsafe race car. We've got new people coming into the sport, and it's going to take the leaders of those pits to make sure that these guys are set on the right path and getting the right equipment up underneath them. It's pretty cool to think that in the next few years we're going to have a new generation of drivers that are going to be running down some of the greats that we call right now, Trey Bright and Kevin Whittington. And I'd hate to say that those guys are going to get old, but, you know, the new generation is going to come in. They're going to start in this factory stock series. They're going to be familiar with the 602 motor. They're going to, you know, it's not going to take long for them to catch on and start moving through the ranks. And you think about some of the Great Lake model drivers that's been produced here lately, Daniel Bridgman, Josh Baines, Tyler Burgess, Casey Haney, Chase Washington. There's a lot of young, strong competitors out there. The sport is getting stronger, and I really believe that if we just remember and understand that these opportunities only happen once in a lifetime, where growth, significant growth, is being seen in the motorsports world. And we have to capitalize on every single bit and pieces to this business to keep it alive. The surge in social media has made things a lot easier and easy to have little radio shows like this. I read a piece today in Dick Berger and Speedway Illustrated, and Ben Shelton gave the silent assassin his name, and he's obviously an established winner now. So you know, when we first start talking about these kids, we're not gonna, you know, really know their talents, but as we watch them grow, we'll definitely learn to respect how they race. And being brought into this age of racing, where, you know, it's really back on the popular end, it's you know, it's going to take the community to help it grow. And I think that there's a lot of great people in the sport right now to really help it grow and help it expand. And as long as that continued dedication is in everybody's hearts, then I do believe that we're going to see a new age come upon us. No. Okay, so Hattiesburg Speedway, we've talked about them. We've talked about Wyandotte Motorsports Park, Jackson, the March 27th Lucas Oil event. It's right around the calendar, so make sure you're marking that down. We should be getting announcements from other tracks sometime in the next couple of weeks on definite schedules. I know that there's been some significant changes to schedules, so we're looking forward to seeing what changes and where those changes may be. I expect a lot of the big races to stay the same, like the Southern Street Stock Nationals, Fall Classic, of course, Governor's Cup, the Cotton Picking, those races, they all will probably pretty much stay the same. But I hope you guys are getting your cars built. We're out there. We're pushing, trying to get a little bit of exposure, trying to heat the pot up as dirt track season is upon us. Thank you guys for listening in tonight. And, you know, if you got any questions, you want to call in, 347-677-1158 is the call-in number. We're not expecting too much going on tonight. We'd like to tell you all about our plans for the summertime and what we're planning on doing with the radio show. Of course, we're always seeking some financial help with the radio show. If you'd like to help us, contact us 601-938-5674. We have several sponsorship opportunities. There's no reason in using this time, their time, to talk about all the stats and stuff that we have lined up, but we definitely have a proposition and a plan laid out if you are interested. Yes, so what we've thought about for this summer is to start up a Saturday night a call-in show. And call-in shows haven't worked very well from our experience. I guess a lot of people are busy, catch it on the rerun. But this is kind of a little bit different call-in show. This is going to be right after the heat of the battle. We're going to probably fire up the show at about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night and try to be on for at least a couple hours, maybe 3 hours. We want to make contacts with people outside of our network and bring them in and get weekly track updates as they happen or later after the race and give some people time to talk about something. So many racers travel these days, and sometimes traveling can be an hour to 2 hours away, and nothing better to come down on a great night of racing than to get to talk about it and keep the pot stirred up even after the checker flag falls. We've envisioned a lot of cool little things with that. We haven't kicked the old-timer show off yet. We're trying to piece some things together for that. Thought maybe we were getting close to finalizing some deals, and unfortunately, time got away from us, and we're just now kind of refocusing back on getting that out. Let's see. So Neesmith made a couple of changes to their rules. Make sure you go check them out. We're not going to really spend too much time on that either. Seen a lot of cool race cars. I want to give some shout outs to some guys too. Street Stock Nation, Jody Salter, man, they do such a great job promoting the sport. BJ Donald, Mississippi Dirt Track Racing. Also Chris McDill, got to see him in our Speedway Illustrated by Dick Bergeron. I got to see one of his pictures in there. Good job on that, bud. Several other guys, Chris Cooper, you know, going out and trying to start from scratch, back over from scratch and build a network. I understand his pain. I just wish that we would be a little bit more supportive in the community for people who are going out of their way, like him, to give exposure to what, you know, what we all love is racing. And it's one thing for us to sit up here and make the show all about us, but we really try to turn the show around and make it about the racers and about the fans. And I think that anybody in this business legitimately tries to do the same thing. With the passing of Stuart Scott, it just really it shows the magnitude that some people have on culture, and you know, a lot of them don't even try. I'm not very good at any of this. I just do the best that I can. Tonight, I probably have this monotone voice, you know. This is not really how I expected to bust a show off. But it's a necessity, and I have an obligation to do what I'm supposed to do to keep this thing going. I believe in racing. I believe in the racers. I believe in the promoting tools that we use, and I support anybody else who believes in what they're doing. Whether you're rich, poor, from racing, outside of racing, it's about the respect. It's about doing what we love. There's not $1 million in the world that can make me feel any better than when a kid comes up to me and says, "I heard about you," you know, "you made my night by handing me a souvenir one night." You know, just hearing those things makes all this worth every bit of while for the pain and suffering that a lot of people don't realize goes on behind the scenes when trying to maintain a network or maintain a website. We haven't just been in one side of the business. We've been on a lot of sides of the business. I've had to learn a lot at one time. I'll be glad to help anybody else make that transition, and hopefully it would make it a lot easier for them. We have a friend over in South Georgia. I'd like to give a shout-out to him, Mark Dyermers. Good friend of ours. Just launched a website for him, SouthGeorgiaRacing.com. Mark's a good old boy, former crew chief, turned journalist, and has just now got him a website and got things going on, but has already put out some more than awesome material. And we really appreciate his hard work and desire to continue kind of material to grow in the business and to earn the respect through the ranks. Mark has really earned himself being a friend, helping out, giving us perspective. So many times we go at this blind, we don't know what we're doing, and we just need a little perspective, somebody else's opinion. And let's see, I'm trying to find a plug-in. Well, we've done the show for about 30 minutes here, and like I said, we're just doing the best that we can to keep things going, keep things rolling on the airwaves. I think we've done a great job. Looking forward to the 2015 race season. Hope that you guys are too. And if we wind up trashing this episode, well, I mean, that's just the way it is. No harm, no foul. We wanted to get it. Ah, there we go. See, we knew. All right. There we go. Now we're in business. We may be able to talk for 30 more minutes. Met a lot of friends, got a lot of new people I call family, and it's definitely not something to take for granted. Give us just a second here. We'll be back on in just a second. We're going to take a little, about 30-second break. All right, we're back, and you know what? You know what that 30-second sound was? That was where you could buy a commercial break for YCF. We don't charge very much. Give us a call, 601-938-5674. During normal business hours, we'll be glad to get back with you. 347-677-1158 is the call-in number. Let's give us something to talk about. The Hattiesburg Speedway swap meet will be January 17th, along with the Clawson swap meet. It'll also be January 17th. So make your plans to buy some race parts that weekend. But yeah, we're still waiting for a few announcements to be made with some schedules and stuff. And as soon as we get those out, we'll be glad to pass it on to you. Make sure that you've followed our new website, inyourface.yellowcautionflag.com. It's a subsidiary site right now, but it will be turned over into a main site as soon as we get the proper funding for it. You know, we do this one step at a time. That's the way we've always done it. We'll probably not be as active. And the way it's looking right now, guys, to talk about YCF, we're probably not going to be at as many races this year. It's not by choice. It's more of financial obligations and the growth that we need to develop being located in one central area. I think a lot of our work is going to be coming out of Hattiesburg Speedway. Hopefully we'll still be working with Wyandot Motorsports Park as well this year. If we make it to some out-of-town races, it's going to be based probably like it was last year, off of a little bit of panhandling and a whole lot of prayers. What we want to do is we've always thrived in effort to keep this something that's not being paid for by each individual race fan. We want our content to be as free as possible. Now, it does cost money to run up and down highways chasing racetracks. It costs money to run equipment. It costs money to do anything in this day and age. One of the funny things I say with my wife is you don't even use public toilet paper without somebody having to pay for it. So there's nothing free in life. And we just have to race in our means, and like so many other people. If some things, opportunities come up, we'll be glad to adventure out there and go wherever somebody would like for us to go. We have a really legit operation. Most people know that we come in, we are very well behaved. We give a lot of updates. We give a lot of exposure. We do interviews. We produce film all year long. We've brought in outside advertisement. A lot of times we're just advertising for one of our other affiliates. We have a lot of different areas in this network that produce different things, and where you don't hear about Kodak film, you'll hear about In Your Face film. So we have tried to create a network or create an industry and just about anything that would be growth for the racing and the racers' experience, the race fans' experience. And we'll continue to do that. There's a lot of blog spots and stuff that we've created, and they're all in their certain areas because they were certain things that we were working on at the time. We call them prototypes or whatever. But now we've got a pretty legit website at yellowcautionflag.com. Things are looking really good. We're going to be focusing a lot more on journalism and broadcast radio. With broadcast radio, yes, that means entertainment. My mouth is not locked for anybody. We are open to any subject that we want to talk about on this radio show. I'm not going to be influenced by outside people who say, well, you shouldn't talk about this, talk about that. Maybe those are the things we should talk about. Maybe that's where I've been a little bit too nice and too naive to think that, you know, I was doing the right thing by keeping some things at a hush. Now, other things I can assure you, I've probably gotten my mouth in trouble quite a few times. Nothing new about that. It's just probably the nature of the beast, especially when it comes to Chris Creighton. Ran into a school friend of mine back from high school, and she said, you know, you're doing exactly what it is you've been called to do because all you've ever done is run your mouth. And I was like, yep, that's been me. That's about what I've done. Definitely there's been times where I've gotten myself in trouble. But, you know, if it's an issue and you guys want to talk about it, well, let's air it out here, okay? Let's keep it off of Facebook. Let's not attack promoters and stuff through Facebook. Let's not attack each other through Facebook. If you want to sell entertainment, bring it to the radio show. Call a guy out by his name and stand up for what you're saying. Talking something out and giving a little bit of amusement to the fans is a lot better than somebody who doesn't even know who you are and reading a comment thinking that you are being a jackbutt to somebody or disrespectful or, it's taste. People don't like drama for certain things and they love it for others. WWE makes millions and billions of dollars every year off of fake wrestling. So there's definitely industries that follow the drama. Racing has its own drama. There's always a good guy. There's always a bad guy. There's always cutting costs and this rules for this and that rules for that. Look, it's not any different than the argument you had last year about the other race part that they changed. It's a deal where you go race. I know that I'm not a racer. Perfectly aware of that. But I'm also aware that NASCAR and other forms of racing, they set design rules, and you follow those rules or you go find somewhere else to race. And I'm not saying that that's the way it is in this style racing. But the more you get to that professional level, the more professional we should all be, right? I mean, I've had to work on professionalism. I've had to, clean my act up in certain places and change holy pairs of pants because I didn't want somebody to think I was so poor I couldn't buy a pair of decent jeans. We know how that is. But the closer we get to bringing this into a sport instead of just amusement, weekend amusement, the more professional that the drivers are going to be. And, I'll be honest with you. I study racing all day long, all night long, and there seems to be a certain presence with the street stock guys. And I don't know if it's Denise Smith or if it's Mississippi Street Stock Series, but there seems to be a whole lot of added drama in that. And guys, go look at the open wheel modifieds. Go look at the Crate Late Model drivers. You're not seeing very much of that drama coming from those ranks, okay? It's fun. It's great. But like I said, if we're gonna have drama and we're going to have played out scripts, then let's do it on the radio show. Let's come on here and have debates and talk about how much we love racing and how we believe that this is the right way and how the track or the industry just doesn't see that this is what's good for a racer. I think a communion, between everybody can come out of probably any disagreement as long as two sides are willing to talk it out. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to get what you want every single time, but what it does is it also keeps people from judging you as a bad character. We don't want that. We want to focus on the good things of racing and grow as a sport, get people interested in it. Somebody said the other day, thanks for keeping radio and racing, I'll tell you the truth. I still watch the racing on TV, but turn my Marian radio on my cell phone so that I can listen to it. My father and I talked about it today. It's just something about the announcer for a radio show, calling a race, because they have to describe it. They have to describe what they're seeing, unlike watching it on TV where you have the announcers talking about sponsors. It's just two different perspectives. Try it one day when you're watching the big race on TV. Turn your TV volume down, turn your radio on, and see if you don't get to find out about that guy who's running 36 and not just about the top four drivers. I think that's another focus that racing pioneers in the industry of media have got to focus on. It's not just four drivers out there racing. It is a complete field. People did not down Dave Marcus. They did not down J.D. McDuffie for being lackluster, back-of-the-pack cars. Jimmy Means was loved throughout racing for his lackluster performances. And that is a side of racing that I think a lot of us have gotten away from. We are supposed to be pulling for the underdog. I know that a lot of people work really hard on their stuff, and they buy the best of equipment, and they take what they're doing very serious. But if you don't have a guy like Jeffrey Walker winning the Fall Classic because he spent 3 weeks in his garage trying to figure out how to make it turn in the center, then what are we racing for? There's always going to be an underdog. There's always going to be the overdog. I'm a fan of the underdog. I think a lot of other people are too. Let's not forget about those little bitty racers. I was reminded as well that there's, you know, there are a pit full of racers every weekend that don't have the expensive haulers, that don't have the top-notch drive shaft, and guys are making money off of selling used parts to buy new parts to beat the guys who are just trying to catch up. And not that there's anything wrong with that. Nobody makes you spend your money. You spend your own money. But what it says is, if I'm buying your used motor and you're buying a new motor, I'm not going to beat you with your used motor unless you're, you know, you're focusing on where speed matters, and that's in the shop Monday through Thursday night. And that's the reason why some of these guys are able to win with $5,000 street stocks against some of these $15,000 street stock cars. And by no means are they a damper on the sport, because they found something in the shop on a beat-up old $4,000 street stock car and goes out here and races with the big boys. There's nothing wrong with that. That is racing. At some point in time in life, we're all the underdog. I do believe that. We always find a man that's bigger than us, and a racer is on borrowed time. He is only going to win for a short period of time. You live a lot of times 65, 75, 80 years. You don't win as a race car driver for 65 out of those 85 years. I'm sorry. There's just no way to do that. There's no way to maintain. So every dog has a day. Every day there's a chance that somebody else is going to break into the scene. And who knows, if it isn't, you know, the next Jeff Gordon or maybe even a Dale Earnhardt, you know, take somebody who hasn't had, you know, had to make his own career, had to pay his own bread. Me and Mama, we don't mind eating bologna sandwiches either. Neither did the Petties. It's racing is what we love, and we're going to find some way to be a part of it. There's a lot of other people that want to be a part of the sport. We've got to bring them in. We've got to bring them to the stage. We've got to put them in central zone. I hear a lot of people saying all the time, you got to get kids involved, got to get kids involved. If you've been to Hattiesburg Speedway, you will see that that's what we've been doing. We've been getting kids involved, and it's not going to stop there. There's already plans to make it more, to make it bigger, to make the example. Because it's so many times that, you know, you pay your money at the meal. We went to a certain place to eat the other night. Paid $50 for all of us to eat buffet, okay? The food was horrible. I felt like I could have gotten a lot better off if I'd have went and bought some white bread, some turkey, and a bag of Doritos. The food was absolutely terrible, so I didn't feel like I got my money's worth. And I think that is probably what some people that are just strictly fans, spectators, they feel a lot of times from these tracks that they're just not getting their monies out of it because we're not keeping them completely entertained for 4 hours out of the day. That's another new vision that Donald Parker and I share, and that's why he's given me the position of being the announcer and the crowd controller at Hattiesburg Speedway, which I really, really enjoy. Giving away those back-on-the-rack trophies, it's been an awesome deal, getting the fans involved, getting the kids involved. To be able to work at a place where you can give everything but the keys to the gate away, that is what I'm talking about. We're making these little kids talk all week long about waiting to get back to the racetrack on Friday night, and that's what it's all about. My kids sit out in the yard, and they play yellow flags and green flags go, and they love racing. They're a part of it. The next generation, we're working on them right now, and it's up to us to make sure, like I said, that these guys are getting good equipment. They're not getting ripped by, you know, Mr. I got, you know, a blowed up motor, but I'm gonna sell it to this guy because he doesn't know anything better. Those kind of things, you know, point your finger. Hey, I heard a lot of guys say, I'm gonna buy shocks. I'm gonna protest your shocks. Well, If you guys are going to protest stocks, then y'all need to be pointing the fingers too at the ones who are in this business for themselves and willing to hurt somebody else to get a better gain. That's not sportsmanship. I believe racing has probably the best sportsmanship, the class of sportsmanship that any other sporting event has. The family effect is in full charge in the racing community, and nobody, I would think, nobody would intentionally do harm or sell bad parts to unknowingly customers. But those are just things that we put into perspective, and we have no problem talking about it. Anything that we say on here, we can say in private. Just tell them to give us a call on the radio show. We'll be glad to talk about anything. I want to thank the sponsors that we've had over the last couple of years, Southern Vape Shack here in Meridian, Mississippi. Come and get your vape on. Check out all the flavors and sorted varieties that they have at Southern Vape Shack across from Till Newell Animal Clinic and Coca-Cola off of Highway 39 North in Meridian. Also, we want to give a shout-out to Warren Towing. Warren Towing come up with us last year. Also, Kiwani One Stop. If you've ever had a Big Burger and you want a Big Burger, make sure you stop at the last exit on the Mississippi-Alabama line on the Mississippi side at Kiwani One Stop. Go in there and tell the waitress that Caution Flag sent you. Sounds Extreme. Buddy's Home Furnishing, Hattiesburg Speedway, Brian Cox Racing, Kelvin Hyatt, the 28, several others that we have forgotten to mention. But once again, we appreciate all the support, and we will continue to thrive to put out some of the best material for y'all. And, hey, if y'all are listening to this boring old radio show, then I'm sure y'all will be back again next week when we will hopefully have it a little bit more exciting for the viewers. I made a couple of phone calls to some people and made some text messages, but couldn't get anybody on the line. Let's see if we can call up a friend real quick. Appreciate you, Kendall Eckhart, for listening to the show. Ben Kid Smooth, Sam Maxey. Wow, guys, I didn't know y'all were listening. We do appreciate y'all listening to the show. We really didn't expect anybody to be listening. I hope I haven't blabbered on too much and lost all y'all's attention. Give me a shout out. Let me know that y'all were listening. Tell me if I blabbered. And I mean, I'm doing this on my own without any guests on tonight. So you got to keep the airwaves moving. We're always really excited about getting ready for the race season. And, of course, that all goes back to y'all, the racers and the fans. We love giving it to y'all. I want to give a shout-out to Dirt World Outreach. He's a young guy who has dedicated his life to the Lord and has continued to write daily devotions and stuff. He started him up a little thing. I asked him last week if he minded that we share his link over on the website. He was completely ecstatic about it. I feel in my heart that we always want to, given the chance to bring somebody a little bit closer to God, then that's part of the using the tools that are in front of us. We're Christians. We love Jesus, and not that there's anything wrong with the people who don't, but it's not that you try to be a preacher or anything. It's just you want to give out. In this sport, when you live, it's better said like this: in this sport, something can happen at any time. Okay, and I'm not gonna sugarcoat this. At any point in time, these drivers get in the race car, and something can happen to them. They kiss their wives. They look at their kids. Their kids love what they do. But at any point in time, something can happen to these drivers. And any time that we can mention the Lord, the prayer at the racetrack, have somebody who's given their daily blessings to these racers, we've got to give it back to them, because we don't know how many drivers' lives were saved because of that prayer before the start of the race. And and how many lives have been touched over situations where drivers were hurt, and the community of racers and fans come together in unity to bring prayer for the needs of that family. Racing is a Christian-based culture, I do believe, with all my heart. And that's why we had no problem stepping up and making a unison with Dirt World Outreach. They're friends with some friends of ours, Tracy Poe, DJ Hujmazada, and several other of the Columbus people up there. Carrie Ann Cox, we appreciate you listening to us. Douglas, hopefully you're listening to us as well. Wow, we got some people viewing in tonight. If anybody wants to call the show, 347-677-1158. We've got about 12 more minutes to go here before we'll call it a night. We're kind of up in the air right now of whether or not we're going to bring back the 7 o'clock time or the 8 o'clock time slot. The summertime, 8 o'clock is not too late. Wintertime, 8 o'clock is way too late. 7:30 was the start time tonight. I think we haven't gone over too bad, being that it's going on 8:30. But we will decide between a 7 or 8 o'clock start time when the season starts. I think 8 o'clock start time is really good for a lot of the Shop Talk racers, because they're already done. They've already finished with their supper, and they're out in their shops doing the thing, doing the work. So we'll probably go back to our 8 o'clock time slot. We also are hopefully going to be doing a Tuesday night show and a Thursday night show. I can't give very much more information because I couldn't get the person to answer me back. But we are working on another host so that you don't hear my annoying voice all the time. You get a different perspective from a different analysis. That's what it's all about. Who knows? Maybe we'll even get on there and debate ourselves as the network continues to grow. We've had talks about also going live for some radio races. If you're interested in that and you're a track promoter, give us a call, 601-938-5674 during normal business hours, or email us at hccreighton123@gmail.com, and we'll talk to you about our ideas with giving some live on the radio races. So who's going to come out the shelf? Who's going to be the next hot rod this year? We got a couple of new kids coming up. Spencer Hughes really, really showed some talent in the Fall Classic and the Mississippi State Championship. Ben Kid Smooth Keith. He's going to be making his debut in the Mississippi Street Stock Series this year. If you are a factory stock driver and you are new to racing, we would like for you to give us a call right now, 347-677-1158. We want to put the spotlight on you, the factory stock drivers, especially if you're new to the racing. Now, look, you guys are going to be the super late model drivers in the future, so we want to talk to you now. Go ahead and get you exposed, get you some sponsors, and get your racing career set on the right path, like we're really that powerful, yeah. We like to dream anyway. But once again, you know, it's viewers like you guys who are listening to us. I don't know why. Never have really understood this whole concept of me talking in a telephone and having an audience listen. But it's been a good thing, and this is actually our 68th, I believe, our 68th episode. Wow, 68 episodes of this right here. I cannot believe that they have not shut us down yet. As a matter of fact, I can't even believe y'all haven't run me out of the sport yet. I know that we post so much stuff, we probably get on all y'all's nerves. But we do it for the love of racing. Go back to our first blog spot that we built, first prototype website was loveforracing.blogspot.com. It was made because I had a love for racing. So we all know that I'm a big fan of the sport. I want to give a couple of shout-outs to, one of them being Donald Parker. Been not just a boss, but a friend over the last year. Has helped me grow individually, spiritually. Has put confidence in me when I felt like I was not getting anywhere. He's really put a lot of trust, and I appreciate every conversation that I've had with that man, Donald Parker. We do appreciate everything you do for us. I want to give a shout-out to Brian Cox, Mark Hollinghead, Tammy Davis. Hey, Tammy, if you're listening. E.T. Phone Home, Brandon Lethwidge, Chip Jones, Jeffrey Walker, of course, Biscuit. He helped fund our radio show during the summertime. Trey, all those guys right there, Mr. Smooth. Congratulations to the 2013 Mississippi Street Stock Series champion, Calvin Cook. It was great to see him pick up his first Mississippi Street Stock Series win at the Dixie 50 down in Hattiesburg Speedway. Like to talk a lot about Hattiesburg Speedway. They got a lot of great things going on, guys. Make sure that you get down there and you try out that little track in Dixie. If you haven't been there, it's been a long time. Let's get you back down there and show you what entertainment and racing's all about on Mississippi's only Friday night action track. Looking forward to probably working with Mr. Billy James again this year and all the staff down there at Hattiesburg Speedway. Looking forward to it. So we got about 5.5 minutes left here. 347-677-1158. Talk more about that call-in show that we're going to do on Saturday nights. Look, man, when you're going down the road and you're talking to me or your buddy because you're trying to stay awake, look, that's what we're going to be doing. You know, we're going to be helping you stay awake. Instead of me having to turn down phone calls while I'm driving back home, what we're going to do is we're going to put it on an open line and have a discussion. You guys call in to the radio show, then we can all get on the little party line. It'll be like the 70s all over again. Anybody out there old enough to remember the party line? All right, Jason McMullen, I need you to stay away from the telephone because I know that you know things about the past that probably don't need to be mentioned on the radio show. More in point about a game that we used to play on Friday night, party line. Let's see. So 347-677-1158. We got just a few more minutes. I want to thank Johnny Brady for all of his help that he did and letting us be a part of the Santa Shootout. We were able to make it up there that Friday and watch some go-kart racing. The kids absolutely loved it, loved the indoor-style racing. The kids sat up on the balcony and watched the racing below them. It was a really cool deal. Johnny Brady is an awesome guy. We appreciate his support and his backing of our network. And congratulations on a job well done, Mr. Johnny Brady. We enjoyed having you on for 4 episodes of Southeastern Go-Kart Talk. Southeastern Go-Kart. Definitely looking forward to maybe doing that again. We like to stick on the stock car side and dirt racing side, but hey, wherever the radio show leads us is where we go. Chris Cooper, if we get him on, he's going to be talking a lot about asphalt, straight lines, and Cajun sprint cars. So, you know, we all got our little specialties, and we all got, like, you know, certain things that we like to do. I just got a phone call from somebody here. Let's see if we need to bring him on the line there. You're the only person that's on the air. I think I recognize this number, too. Yep, you're on Mississippi Thunder.
What's going on?
Who am I talking with? Well, if it ain't my old buddy. What you know good there?
How you doing?
You ain't it. I'm good, my friend. I'm really good. It's 2015. Can you believe that, Brian? It's 2015.
Man, it's flying on by, ain't it?
Oh, my goodness gracious. I mean, we will be back at the racetrack here shortly. How many weeks? I mean, they're counting down days to Daytona. I haven't quite got to the days to the Battle of the States yet, but I guarantee you somebody's working on a pen and calculator right now and will be able to tell us exactly how many days till our race season actually begins. Brian Cox, you got anything new for us, man? What's going on? We see that roller being passed around on Facebook. Have you sold that thing yet?
No, not yet. I've been talking to a few people on it, and just haven't had any money exchange hands.
Well, we tried this swap and shop one time. Remember that? But let's go ahead and give it out there. If you're listening in right now, and you're looking for a Neesmith, I'm going to let the man who owns the chassis tell you about it. Go ahead, Brian.
It's a Neesmith Street site, and it could be bought any way you want it, from bare chassis to roller to race ready.
Race ready. Wow. And what's that price tag on race ready there, Brian Cox?
Say about $15,000.
All right. So there you go, guys. If you want to jump right in and be race ready in a very good race car. Now, Brian, you've had quite a few good finishes in this car, including a win in one of the in a very prestigious race, the Battle of the Southern Street Stock Nationals. It was a last chance race, but there again, I mean, a win's a win, right?
Yeah, I mean,
racing some of the 16th, top 60 drivers in the United States, you can't beat that. Now, you also had some top three finishes with the car this year. It's been well maintained, and really didn't see you get in any bad accidents and stuff. So I guarantee you it's a great car to roll out of his shop and straight into yours and right into victory lane at the Battle of the States March 14th. Brian, man, I mean, what's been going on?
Just working, man. Having a new chassis built. Just picked this one up from getting a few updates done to it. Just trying to roll with everything as it comes.
Been spending very much time in the shop, or you just been kind of taking a break?
I'm in the shop just about every night, man.
I see it. So how did you find out that we were on there? We made absolutely no advertisement about this show. How did you find out when we were on?
Charles Bird. He said, why ain't you called in for the show?
So Charles Bird's listening. That's all right there. Charles, we appreciate you listening in. Hopefully we didn't babble too much. I'm not trying to go controversial or anything, but I'm definitely confident in what we do these days. And like I said, Brian, we want to keep this thing rolling and keep it exciting. And really, we're grown-ups, guys. There's nothing we can't talk about. You know what I mean? At the same time, you know, let's try to not call each other any names or anything on the show, because that will get you cut off if you start calling people names. We kicked it back off 2015. We're rolling in now. Cannot wait to get back to the racetrack. Can't wait to see you guys. Tell us about some of these upcoming events that you're really looking forward to before we close out, Brian.
We're going to try to run the Mississippi Street Stock Series and make as many
shows
as we
can. What's your favorite race out of the last 2 years? See, that's another thing. We're going into 3 years of the series now. Out of the last 2 years, what is your favorite race so far about the Mississippi Street Stock Series? And don't say all of them, because I know they're all good.
Dang, you took the words right out of my mouth.
I know. You know what the worst thing about a race? You know what the worst thing about a night of racing is?
Sorry,
when I turn out the lights and day to go home. Yep, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. I'm looking forward to of course the Southern Street Stock Nationals again. This will be the third year. I think it's an event that's been growing even bigger. Really looking forward to seeing what the Battle of the States. But what about that cotton picking race out there at Magnolia there at the end of the season? What a way to end the year than four cars battling it out. I mean, all the way almost to the last lap for the win. Did that just not say the true character of racing that goes on in the series week in, week out?
Yeah, that was a pretty good show there. We didn't fare too well, but
I thought you found something there at the end, didn't you? Was that your brake pedal?
Well, no, we found some we found out what the problem was with the car, so we were able to make the show, and if we wouldn't have had so many problems, I think we could have been a little bit further up in the field. But
I guess we could have probably taken an hour to talk about that weekend and the bad luck just about straight from the door that you ran into driving the 711 Charles Bird machine. Country Pleasing Sausage on the side of that their race car. You started the night out, I mean, just the weekend out bad, right? And then it seemed to get worse. But then I think I do remember some guys being up in the film stand with us, and they were saying, "Oh, look at such and such. He's gonna get that spot." And I looked back there, and I seen a fire in you when you come out of 3 and 4. And I just noticed that you were picking up high momentum as you passed the flag stand. I said, "No, y'all." I said, "Don't you count out that 7-Eleven. Here comes that Country Pleasing machine." And sure enough, you were able to race your way into that event after all the bad luck. Well, that's just, I tell you what, Bird knows how to pick a driver.
Well, we'll see how our luck turns around this year, and you know, hopefully we can have some better finishes than we've been having, and have some.
What? Just driving for somebody else has got to kind of put you at, you know, it kind of makes you uneasy at first, right? Because you don't want to overdo the car, you don't want to run the motor out of it, but you've kind of,
right.
they're at that Magnolia race. Just something come in. Just something finally fell right, and you were able to get some horsepower out of the car, and actually probably finish up what would have been a pretty bad weekend there for you.
Right. Yep. Bye.
Well, that's Brian Cox. We do appreciate you calling in. Where's our buddy Sam Max? I guess he's listening in as well. We did plug a couple of Country Pleasing Sausages out there. If you've ever had good sausage, boy, oh boy, it's got to be Country Pleasing Sausages that you eat. Brian Cox, you were able to step into the Country Pleasing machine last year, and you're looking forward to racing it again this year. Is that going to be a series deal, or is that going to be the whole Neesmith deal? Can you hear me? Are we still in there? Hello? Hello? Okay, we might have lost Brian there. I'm not sure what's going on. But we are 5 minutes over the time limit. But it's okay. Hey, we got a late start. We got a late finish now, too. So, don't know what happened with Brian. Brian, are you there? He might have just gotten mad at me. No, hopefully not. Okay, we're going to try to bring you on one more time. Brian, you on the air? Brian Cox, going once, going twice. All right. Well, guys, we'll try to have all of our intro music and our outro music done up by next week. We're of course, going to be rolling out new material. It's 2015. Time to have different stuff. We'll have a better alignment of what we're actually in store for next year, especially when it comes to the radio side. And we appreciate y'all taking your time out to listen to the show. And good luck to all of our friends out there and all the competitors as we look forward to another great, exciting 2015 race season. Want to once again put shout outs to the tracks. Magnolia, go support your local dirt tracks. Magnolia Motor Speedway, Why Not Motorsports Park, Jackson Motor Speedway, Hattiesburg Speedway, St. Tammany, Flemington, Duck River, Talladega Short Tracks, Milton, you name it, Southern Raceway. Y'all go down there, y'all support these tracks. Also, Series Bay Modified Series, if you haven't heard about them, they're going to be running 3 tracks over on the Alabama side and Florida side. Also, the Neesmith Street Stock Series, Roby Helm and all the friends over there. Also, Shannon Hires and Philip Ascott for the Mississippi Street Stock Series. Jeremy Dillard of the Gulf State Modified Series. I want to give a shout-out to Charles Thrash for the Mississippi State Championship Challenge Series. And are we missing any series there? I think that's going to be about it. And we do appreciate you guys for listening in on the show. my son actually got to sit here and listen to the whole show. Did you enjoy the show, boy? You did? Did they talk a bunch? I did. That's nothing unusual, is it? No. He said that honestly, but I tell you what, I got a little mini promoter of Racer for Racers right here. There's not a school teacher that hasn't told me that all he talks about is going to the racetrack on Friday and Saturday night. So he's doing his job. Hopefully y'all are doing yours too. Like I said in the beginning of the broadcast, if you see a camera, stop us. It doesn't matter if it's yellow caution flag or whoever. If you see a camera in those pits, stop them, bring them over there, get some exposure for your sponsor, become a character, bring entertainment to racing, but not like what most people think is entertaining. Be creative, be fun, be happy. We'll grow the sport. I think it's already growing, moving in the right direction, because these are already things that racers do on an everyday basis. So I'm preaching to the choir, but once again, thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for being a part of the Yellow Caution Flag Racing Radio family. Looking forward to a great 2015 season. We will probably mark our 100th episode this year on the radio show. Looking forward to that. Man, oh man, what do you do for the 100th episode? You shoot the broadcaster. That's what you do. Shoot the broadcaster. We do appreciate you once again, and hopefully y'all will share this feed around and let other people listen to it. If you have to fast forward through the first few minutes, please just look past that. We probably should have waited till 8 o'clock to bring the show on, but, you know, I wanted to go ahead and capitalize on the fan base that I felt was there, and you guys definitely proved that y'all were there by listening in to the show. Thank y'all again. We'll see y'all next Tuesday night. We'll have some announcements about the next show after that. All right, guys. So what kind of outro should we sing? Should we like sing the Star Spangled Banner or something? Oh, say can you see? No, just kidding, guys. Thank y'all for listening again. We'll be back next Tuesday. Rock on, and I sure wish we had some outro music. Thank you.